AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. We start in the NBA, where the teams with the best and worst records in the league met in Cleveland, and the Cavaliers defeated the Wizards 115-105, Cleveland improving their record to 22-4, Washington falling to 3-20. Cleveland won despite making just 15 of 50 shots from three-point range, but Donovan Mitchell, who scored 20 points for the Cavs, says he has no issue with the team's shot selection.
I can't tell you how many wide-open shots we missed, so continue to take them, continue to play the right way, but the biggest thing is we defended, and they made some threes late, but we really had them under 100 for a long period of time. We had one bad stretch in the fourth, but you know, for us, it's just continue to be the defensive team we want to be and continue to just do what we do on the offensive end, and shots will fall.
Darius Garland led Cleveland with 24 points. The Pacers beat the 76ers 121-107. Tyrese Halliburton with 32 points, 11 rebounds for Indiana. The 76ers' Joel Embiid suffered a sinus fracture in the loss and will be further evaluated this weekend. The Grizzlies defeated the Nets 135-119 behind 28 points from Ja Morant. Memphis has now won four straight. The Lakers were in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Ryan Leong has the story.
The Timberwolves have won five of their last six games after defeating the Lakers 97-87. Four or five Minnesota starters scored in double digits, led by Anthony Edwards with 23 points. Forward Julius Randle added 21. The Wolves are 5-2 in their last seven games, scoring fewer than 110 points per game. Head coach Chris Finch.
Well, I hope it's path for now. I know I've seen this team really play much better offense. You know, first 10 games I thought was a really good indication offensively what we could be.
The Lakers are 2-14 against the T-Wolves in Minnesota dating back to 2015. LeBron James was out for a second straight game due to left foot soreness and personal reasons.
Coming up the rest of the night on the hardwood, a report from the lone NHL game and news from Major League Baseball and the NFL. Ayo Dosunmu scored 19 points to lead the Bulls past the Hornets 109-95. The Nuggets had their way with the Clippers in Denver, as Bruce Morton reports.
A third quarter spurt lifted the Nuggets to a 120-98 victory over the Clippers. The win was Denver's first in three tries this season against the Clips. Nuggets coach Michael Malone.
98 points is the first time we held up somebody under 100, which is great. And it's good to win at home. I mean, this is early in the season, but we have not protected our home well enough. That's got to continue to be a point of emphasis.
LA scored 18 consecutive points in the second quarter, but allowed a 23-5 run that gave Denver a 73-60 advantage with 3:48 left in the third. Six Nuggets scored in double digits, led by Jamal Murray with a game-high 20 points.
Phoenix was a 134-126 winner over Utah. Devin Booker scored 34 points. Kevin Durant added 34. The Suns, Victor Wembanyama's two free throws with 2.4 seconds left lifted the Spurs to a 118-116 win over the Trailblazers. Wembanyama finished with a team-high 28 points. Major League Baseball, a pair of trades made headlines on Friday. Our Gethin Coolbaugh provides the details.
The Cubs are acquiring All-Star outfielder Kyle Tucker in a trade with the Astros. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press. The Cubs are sending third baseman Isak Paredes, right-hander Hayden Wesneski, and Cam Smith, one of their top infield prospects, to the Astros for Tucker, who is eligible for free agency after the 2025 season. Elsewhere, the Yankees acquired closer Devin Williams from the Brewers for left-hander Nestor Cortes and infield prospect Caleb Durbin. Williams is a two-time All-Star and former NL Rookie of the Year award winner.
There was just one game in the NHL on Friday, and it was played in Carolina. Here's correspondent Dennis Cox.
Ottawa goalie Linus Allmark made 32 saves in net to lead the Senators to a 3-0 road win over the Carolina Hurricanes. Senators forward Shane Pinto praised head coach Trent Green for getting the team ready.
I think Greener did a good job of preparing us. I think, you know, we just worried about ourselves. Obviously, we know it's the first, that first period they come out hard, but I didn't think we were fazed by it, and we gave a good push, and we got the result.
Ottawa opened the scoring in the second period as Pinto found the back of the net to make it 1-0. Defenseman Nick Jensen would extend the lead to 2-0 at 14:45 of the third period, with Pinto adding an empty net goal with 47 seconds remaining to seal the win.
NFL 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said linebacker Devondre Campbell will not be a part of the team moving forward after he walked to the locker room during Thursday's 12-6 loss to the Rams, refusing to enter the game. Elsewhere, the Dolphins have released wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss announced that he's been battling cancer found in his bile duct between his pancreas and liver. Moss spent the last 6 days in the hospital before getting out on Friday. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.